two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 3:46. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the National Interagency Fire Center says we have not seen fuel conditions like this in Utah since the 1930s Dust Bowl era. I'm KSL News Radio's Mark Juke.
Second, might be a while before Highway 6 reopens again near Price. Fire crews battling the Bear Fire near Helper, Utah, are trying to get the highway back open, but they say rocks have been rolling downhill onto the highway. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Typical delays building on both northbound I-15 in Davis County and southbound I-15 in Weber County. But we have delays due to a crash in Salt Lake. This is an accident southbound Bangor Highway at California Avenue, blocking a right lane. Solid backups to the I-80 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's another windy day, but a lot cooler, only 76. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's breezy 67 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
They got a deal. A bipartisan group of senators working on an infrastructure package says it's reached an agreement that'll be fully paid for but won't include tax increases. Details to come. Urging global leaders to join him in sharing coronavirus vaccines with struggling nations around the world, President Biden, who's visiting Britain.
Our values call on us to do everything that we can to vaccinate the world against COVID-19.
This is the president promises the U.S. will donate 500 million COVID vaccine doses to help speed the pandemic's end and bolster the strategic position of the world's wealthiest democracies. Mr. Biden's in Europe for a summit of those nations. California filing a formal notice of an appeal to a federal judge's decision to overturn the state's decades-old ban on semi-automatic weapons. Governor Gavin Newsom.
Gun safety saves lives, period, full stops. The data bears that out.
Healthcare and technology companies help drive Wall Street's major indexes higher. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. We heard from the Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown and from the mayor, Aaron Mendenhall, about a fatal police shooting this morning in Pioneer Park. Chief Brown gives us a timeline of what happened.
At 8:39, our officers were dispatched to a stabbing near Pioneer Park. At 8:46, officers arrived and Salt Lake Fire was already on scene with a victim who had received multiple lacerations and was critically injured. If not for the actions of bystanders rendering aid, she may have died from these injuries. I want to thank the courageous construction workers who did not hesitate to provide her aid. I really and truly believe you saved a life today. At 8:48, officers were directed to the suspect, who was a short distance away. As they walked towards the mill, one of the officers recognized that this male was holding a knife. The officer stopped and told him to put down the knife. The male began to walk towards the officers and then ran at them with a knife in hand. Officers continued to direct and give him commands to put the knife down, but he continued to charge. When the male got close enough to the officers, still holding the knife, two officers fired their weapons. First responders were still on scene and provided medical attention, but the male died at the scene. The female who was stabbed is in critical condition at one of our local hospitals.
That's Chief Mike Brown. Mayor Mendenhall has said she feels for the officers. The West Valley City Police Department is investigating this incident per normal police protocol. It's 3:49. It's traffic now, and here's Ricky Meese.
Southbounders on Bangor Highway. Crews remain on the scene clearing this crash At California Avenue, the right is blocked. Stay to the center and left and you can get through, but we still have residual delays. Back to Bangor Highway. If you are traveling southbound I-15, it's getting heavy and slow from Murray to Midvale, but that's pretty much it for your Salt Lake County freeways. Steve?
Northbound 15 looking really good from downtown Salt Lake City, but we have delays in Davis County starting to build now from Kaysville up to Clearfield. If you're on southbound I-15, you're going to be on the brakes from Riverdale down to Sunset, but a good drive on the West Belt, northbound 215 Legacy. Even Highway 89 all clear right now between Lagoon and I-84. Spruce up your wardrobe with Siegel Books graphic tees and shorts. All clearance clothing is an extra 20% off. Select boxed neckties, just $4.99. Don't miss these savings at Siegel Book. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Wow, what a 7 day for here. Listen to Grant Wayman.
Partly cloudy, cooler today with a high of 76. A chilly start tomorrow morning and then sunshine tomorrow afternoon with a high of 82. Sunshine 92 on Saturday, and then the heat is back on. Sunday, 98 and lots of sunshine. 100 on Monday, mostly sunny skies. 101 Tuesday and sunshine. And then 100 again Wednesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
67 in Salt Lake City. Go Jazz!
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
You could probably use a little more friendly in your life. That is, Friendly Home Services. We have the expertise to fix any plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical issue. Right now, buy a new AC system with installation and receive a free air duct cleaning and filtration. That's right, free. Call 833-33-FRIENDLY or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. The world could use more friendly.
Swire Coca-Cola has 82 job openings in Salt Lake City, Ogden, Logan, and other parts of the state. Apply now for positions that include merchandiser, fountain technician, refrigeration technician, business intelligence, customer care, HR, accounting, service tech, and more. They offer a wide range of exciting career opportunities with competitive pay and benefits. Find these jobs and more at the Department of Workforce Services. Create an account at jobs.utah.gov. to learn more and apply.
96% of Americans lose an average of $111,000 in Social Security income. And it's because they claim their benefits at the wrong time. Learn how you could avoid this in a free report called the Social Security Decisions Guide. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake City, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you've saved more than $200,000, and have not filed for Social Security, get this free report now by calling 801-682-4448. As a free bonus, you'll get a customized analysis that pinpoints the optimal time to claim your benefits. Call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Mr. Mac's Father's Day specials are back. Save store-wide on men's suits, shirts, ties, and more. And a reminder, a Mr. Mac gift card always fits. See them at one of their 9 Mr. Mac locations.
The following 60 seconds are brought to you by Paris RV and is meant for outdoor enthusiasts and endorsed by doctors. Kinda.
Now is the time to make big plans for your summer vacation, and numerous big summer camping vacays are just what Paris RV and the doctor ordered.
Just be relaxed. Just be cool.
Thank you, doctor. I mean, former doctor and the hangover actor, Ken Jeong.
Yes, camping this summer in a sweet, cozy RV is exactly what you and your family need. And right now at Paris RV, you can do it in style. Check out these sweet deals. Get the 2021 Gulfstream 197 BH Bunkhouse for only $19,995 or $219 a month, zero down. Or the 2021 Puma 257 RESS fifth wheel for only $33,995 or $329 a month, zero down. Or step up into the 2021 BT Cruiser 5210 motorhome for only $72,995 or $519 a month, zero down.
If you want a super low price, you come see me at Paris RV.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Facebook is making it easier for employees to keep working from home indefinitely. The company's encouraging people to apply for basically permanent work-from-home status if their position allows. KSL Drive's Apple is bringing on veteran BMW electric car executive Ulrich Kranz. It's a sign Apple's still working on an electric car, but the company has never confirmed that. Premier Tech is expanding in Utah, primarily in Davis County. The packaging equipment maker says it'll bring more than 60 high-paying jobs to the state over the next decade. Wall Street today, the Dow rose 19 points to 34,466. The S&P also added 19, and the NASDAQ gained 108 points. KSL News Time, 3:55. Here come the brides.
With guests vaxxed and restrictions relaxed, brides are racing down the aisle after a year of canceled or postponed ceremonies. Justin Alexander Group, a bridal design and manufacturing house, says wedding dress bookings have increased 593% in early summer compared to this time last year. And venues are just as busy. Brides no longer waiting for that perfect Saturday night time slot. Hashtag Friday Wedding, picking up on Instagram as newlyweds prove there's no wrong way and no wrong day to celebrate their love. Will Gans, ABC News, New York.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready, because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.